whether it's a Mercosur deal or an Australian deal or New Zealand or any other agreement, the impact of all these is not really separate. It's cumulative. And that cumulative effect is not being properly measured by the European Commission. And that's one of the reasons why I've deliberately moved to distance myself from any vote or agreement to the new Australia agreement proposed by President von der Leyen, because I want to know the combined effect of all the others first. I'm not going to sign up to a deal that further takes away from the Irish market enjoyed by our beef farmers and our sheep farmers from all over the Northwest and Donegal, and just automatically say I welcome this agreement. I want to know the actual impact of it.
One of the issues that gets raised time and time again with such deals is that agriculture can potentially, and fisheries this holds for as well, can be sacrificed in order to facilitate the sale of steel or the sale of industrial goods or the sale of something else, that sometimes agriculture and fisheries can be, not to put too fine a point on it, the sacrificial lambs upon which the EU is willing to take a hit in order to promote something else.
It is undoubtedly the case that when deals are cut, sometimes in the European Commission, important elements of exports are forgotten and are sidelined. You know, I don't need to tell Donegal fishermen, or fishermen for that matter, as to how they've been caught in the crossfire in the past. And that's why I'm raising this issue as well, because Australia are proposing this deal with Ireland in terms of increasing the tonnage of beef and the tonnage of sheep meat. But we all know very well here that Australia already have a very strong market built up with the UK authorities in England. We must look at the cost of that deal to Irish farmers as well. Because if they're going to increase their sale into the UK and England, it's very likely to take away from the Irish market again. So it's the combined effect of these markets we need to assess. I'm not coming out like other MEPs here in Brussels today welcoming the Australia deal. I want to see what it is. At the moment, it's a bit of a pig and a poke. And we need to know precisely how much money is involved in terms of the market that's proposed, how it will affect our beef and sheep sector, in particular in the Northwest, and how it will affect the possible UK deal, how that will affect our farmers down the line as well.